This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Breese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Michelle Doukeris. How are you, Michelle?
Very well, Robert.
And Michelle is the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. So I want to start off, this is a company everyone's heard of, but you recently became CEO. Prior to that, you led China and Asia. What is the real difference between the two markets?
So that's a great question, and a lot of people ask me about these differences. And I often start by talking about the similarities. And this, to me, is what calls my attention big time. In between CEO of Anheuser-Busch and CEO of our Asia operations, I was in charge of our global sales, working as global chief sales officer. And I've had the chance to visit all continents. We have operations across all continents in several countries. And it is incredible how much people look, feel, and act similar these days. So young kids in Indonesia, China, the US, or in Peru, they are all connected. They all use their mobiles all the day, their phones. They are always reading, watching TV, getting to know what's happening in the world through the usage of their technology, being an iPhone or a Samsung. Also, it's impressive to see how trends travel much faster today. So people using the same type of shoes in North America or in China, they listen to the same music in Korea or in China. As a matter of fact, if you saw the Grammys this year, the biggest attraction was a Korean pop band, which my daughter is a big fan, and she's living in New York, right? So I think that there is a lot of similarities today. There is also differences. I think that if you look to the countries in Asia, I was anywhere from India, which is a really developing country, to China, which is a mix between developed and developing, and Korea, Japan, which are very developed economies that look more like the U.S. What I think that's unique in the U.S., to go straight to your question, is that this is a culture that's very strong. So values that are very strong, and they set trends here that later travel everywhere. And we have a company here, different from my times in Asia, where we were building a company. We have a company here that is intrinsically related to the fabric of the country. Culturally speaking, our brands such as Budweiser, Bud Light, they've been building trends in this country for more than 100 years. And everybody knows the companies connected and grew with those brands from early ages at college to their first work and colleagues and experiences in life. So other than that, I also think that in terms of geography, China and the US are more like continents, right? So when you travel from east to west, you can say that is a different country. If you look to the economy, I often use this example. So Texas is the size of Canada, California is bigger than Brazil, and Korea has an economy that's as big as New York, right? So this is more like a continent, and therefore thinking regional and regionalization, understanding different consumer trends and what consumer want that is different in one region than the other is very similar to countries that are as big as China.
And the common denominator, I bet you'd say, is beer.
Quite often it is, and depending on us, will continue to be.
So you've been with Anheuser-Busch for about 20 years. Talk about what your real business philosophy is.
So in July this year, it's going to be 22 years. Very glad and happy. With
and I'll tell you, you look really young. Full head of hair, great.
So kind of you. Thanks so much. I think that's the time of the day and the light. We are here in a beautiful place with good sun. So in terms of philosophy, I'll tell you what really matters and the way that I see things. So first of all, I strive for simplicity. I used to say that I'm a very simple guy. I know that in English, simple has a slightly difference from my mother tongue, which is Portuguese, but you can understand simplicity. So if I can choose between complicated and simple, I go for simplicity. If I can choose between make things fast, even though not 100% perfect, but see the result and then perfect as I move on, I will always do. Also, I love to think about consumers and their pain points. Things that we can understand how to help consumers in having a better experience, in enjoying more our products, in having our products in a more convenient way. And then in doing so, I'm also very passionate about brands. I think that brands are a perfect combination or integration between the company and the consumers, and they carry on these stories, the magic that we can tell about what we want to do. And then I quite often I say that our business is about hearts, minds, and magic. Right, so when
like
I talk about
hearts, minds, and magic.
Yes. So the hearts is how we understand what consumers want and how we really understand how we make their lives better. The mind is the rational that drives the business, because at the end of the day, you need to transform this desire in something that you can produce, commerce, deliver to them. And the magic is what we do with the brands, so consumers engage with that experiences. And as you told me, every Friday I have an Stella Artois with my son. So this is magical.
It is.
For me, it's like
it's a visceral thing. That's how you connect with people, is over that beer. Yeah. The Stella is fantastic.
And I'm sure that your son, like me, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, he's going to remember of the Fridays with his father over in Stella and those beautiful and great conversations. So you made my day today.
We have a couple of minutes before we take a break. After break, we're going to talk about sustainability and what you're doing with World Water Day, which is very exciting with three of the key brands, especially Stella. But for now, I want to ask you, in all of your years with Anheuser-Busch, what is one thing that you, Michelle, is really proudest of?
So there is a couple of things that I'm proud of being part of, working with my teams and working with the company in developing. I think that if I can refer to one that's very recent and is in a special place in my heart, was my time in China. I arrived right after the integration with Anheuser-Busch. We used to have several companies in China, like a holding, and we have decided them to integrate them in one company with one vision. At that time, I saw Budweiser as an incredible asset, an incredible brand that people love everywhere. So in any city that you would go in China, people knew what Budweiser was, and they were really looking forward for that brand. In 2009, we used to sell close to 40 million cases of Budweiser in China. When I left China in 2016, we were selling more than 222 million cases of Budweiser in China. Mm. and Budweiser, it is today, it was at that time, the undisputed leader in premium segment in China. So to make every American proud about the brand that they stand for and the brand that grew with them.
That is exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Michelle Doukeris, who is the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. And the first thing we've learned is simplicity is the key. When we come back, we're going to talk about sustainability. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Michelle Dukaris, who is the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. And you, let's talk about the word sustainability, because Anheuser-Busch has really been very focused on this lately, especially the issue of water.
So this is a very important cause, and let me tell you, in the same way that I was speaking before, this idea of hearts, mind, and then the magic, I think that this can be applied as well for sustainability. And one of the privileges that we have as a company is that we operate across all continents in several different countries. And we can see realities that most of people that live only in America or in Europe, they can't see. So I could experience myself traveling India from north to south, east to west. And I saw everything that is happening in that country, but as well everything that is not happening. And everything that they have in terms of gaps in order to close the very basic needs, for example, water. So when I see this, it's not because I'm thinking about a marketing campaign or I'm thinking about selling beer. I'm really thinking, how can we change people's life? And I can do something as an individual, we all do day to day, but as a company, the impact that we could have is much bigger and the reach is disproportionately bigger as well. So water.org is an incredible foundation, an organization that reached out to us in 2015 with an idea of bringing this partnership together with our company and really influence and change people's life. Stella Artois is a brand that stands for authenticity and a very strong history and heritage of brewing in Europe, and now the most sold brand from Belgium globally, embraced this cause. And we have started very small, starting with this partnership of the chalice, where you buy one chalice, one person gets 5 years of clean water.
It's terrific.
And the chalice will cost you only $13. Then we elevate this for a campaign with Matt Damon, who is the force behind this idea together with water.org.
That's something he personally wanted
personally,
and reached out to.
Incredibly, he's passionate about. And then he committed for the first time to do advertisement for a beer brand, and he came to tell the story publicly. This year, we brought this to Super Bowl. 110 million people saw that, and we launched the challenge of 1% of people watching the TV ad during Super Bowl buying the chalice. We would impact 1 million lives. What's the beautiful part about that? Today, we already helped 1.5 million families. And when you see what happens, the impact goes beyond that one family. Because when the water arrives, and then people can have more time to do other things. Because on average, on these developing countries, women spend 8 hours a day just to provide water for their families. When we give them this time back, then they can do more. They can seed and grow crops. They can sell those crops. They can put kids at school, and the community will develop a business around the water. So we just saw an example the other day that now they have a school. And kids, instead of walking for 10 hours a day to find water, they are going to school. So then you can imagine what's going to happen 10 years from now. And what is the impact of what we are doing with this idea that to me is the magic.
And the third part, the magic. And I could see in your eyes, you're listening on radio, but Michelle's eyes are lighting up. This is hitting you viscerally, emotionally, about linking in a great brand with a higher purpose.
It is, because to me, I have goosebumps when I talk about these stories and when I remember the faces and when I see what we can do. Right? Because it's we. It's ABI, it's Stella, the retailers and wholesalers that work with us, and every consumer like you. Because now when you buy a 12-pack like that, it's the same thing. It's 1 year clean water for one family in India, in Africa, in Mexico, in a country where these people need our help.
And we're coming up to World Water Day. Talk about what we should expect to see there. I understand there are some special surprises.
So it's going to be a celebration of this campaign where we want to once again call people's attention. We're going to take over the Grand Central Station together with
in
Matt
New
Damon.
York City.
In
Grand
York
Central
City.
Station. Matt Damon there so they can
it's
see
coming.
Him as well.
We're going to have some art there that's going to be beautiful, representing the ripple effect of this campaign, where people will see what's happening, they will see images, they will have the chance to see these stories being told by people from water.org, from ABI, and they will see the images of the impact that this campaign is bringing for people's life. And we hope that a lot of people will visit, a lot of people will be proud about the actions that we are taking, and they are helping us to make it happen.
Now, you have a lot of understanding about marketing. You're chief sales officer as well. What is the link between marketing and higher purpose? Where do you see when it works, when it doesn't work?
Now, I think that this comes on the consumer attitude towards the companies and the brands. And if you look to consumers today, they are much more advanced than what they used to be. Today, they are very selective about the brands that they engage with, about how they spend their money, and they are always choosing brands that can bring them great experiences, but moreover, to use their money where they believe that that brand has a sustainable and sustainable behavior and a purpose that goes beyond only the commerce, only the buy and sell activity.
Yeah. Michelle, I have to ask you, as CEO of Anheuser-Busch, what is the key to a great beer? I'm a beer drinker. We have 600,000 people, a lot of beer drinkers, I bet. CEOs for sure. What's the key? We only have 1 minute left. But
I think that the key is the experience that you have and the friendship and the moments that you can have. We often say that people talk about these social networks today, all the Facebooks, Twitters, and everything else, but beer is the real social network that you can be together with people enjoying that moment. So I think that the real deal behind the great beer is your experience and your satisfaction.
And there you have it. Beer is the real social network. CEOs, remember this. If you want to elevate your company doing the right thing, think about the heart, the mind, and the magic, and link it in towards a higher purpose.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reason. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Santella. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thank you, and thanks for having me today.
And Bob is the CEO of IPC, and what's really interesting is you are a leader in network communications for traders. There's a lot of technology companies, but you've an exact niche that you've owned.
That's exactly right, Robert. Matter of fact, IPC, which has almost a 50-year history, is a pioneer in the voice communication space and the networking space, specifically tailored towards institutional traders. So when you think of the trading environment and global trading, voice communications is, if not the most important platform in order to trade. IPC, with our global reach, almost 1,200 people globally, helps service these institutions. It enhances the trading experience. Hopefully it enhances our profitability. And it gives us really a deep sense of partnership with our customers.
So when you talk about the importance of voice, what happens if there's a problem, a glitch in voice? With, you're talking institutional traders, so these are large trades they're doing.
Yeah, so we're talking
usually.
That's correct, Robert. So when you think about institutional trading, we're talking specifically about large and mid-sized banks, brokers, buy-side firms, wealth advisory firms, and really virtually any institution that would trade stocks, fixed incomes, commodities, futures, and other asset classes. So we get into, well, what happens if something happens with the voice communication platform? In other words, what happens if I can't trade because I have a problem with the system? That gets into having redundancy. Basically having a backup system, a backup apparatus, sometimes called BCP or business continuity, both a plan, also a process, and the proper technology in place to service customers. It's something that IPC, along with our customers, really emphasize. It's the type of situation that when markets are open and customers need to trade, there cannot be downtime. So that means having redundancy and having resiliency to back up any sort of potential problem is one of our top priorities for both us and our customers.
So what would happen if there was downtime? Give me an example. It sounds like this could be a serious problem. Either you have someone who wants to do a trade, and then you tell them they can't do it, or they're in the middle of a trade. It seems fairly significant, the challenges
sure.
there.
No, it'd be great. I would love to tell you that there's never downtime. That's not quite true. There's always a problem that comes up in various parts of the world. No matter how much you plan for it, you still have to deal with it. When you think about communications, voice is just one aspect of communications.
Mm-hmm.
So our customers are trained, as many of our traders know from our backgrounds, that if one part of your process goes down, you pivot to another part of the process. So, for example, voice goes down, you pivot to email. You pivot to your mobile phone, possibly. Other areas that have approval from compliance departments within banks. That's why convergence of communications is such an important area for our clients. When we talk about communications, you're not just talking about voice, although voice is obviously really important. We're talking about other things such as chat, email, fax, whether it be through a mobile device or a landline device or through a computer or an iPad or other similar devices. So what I would say, when we have those sort of problems, most human beings that have traded for a long time know how to pivot to a plan B or a plan C to get around the initial problem.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Santella, who's the CEO of IPC. So give me an example of a customer, a client you were working with, and what happened in terms of your customer model. And later on in the show, we'll talk about, they have a really interesting sort of four-pronged core four model on customers. But give me an example for now of one customer you're working with.
Well, I'll give an example of a customer that's actually one of the largest banks in the world, a very recognizable name, both here in the United States as well globally. One of the five largest banks, as a matter of fact, I believe, in the world. And when they went through a process recently to reevaluate and reassess what platform was best for them for future needs, they were looking at a platform that could be flexible, global in scale and reach, and high quality. And by flexible, I mean that they were looking at what platform could serve their needs today, a lot of the things that IPC does well today, but also serve future needs such as cloud technology and pivoting to the cloud and actually using new technology such as analytics and using things like natural language processing and other terms that are very familiar in our space. IPC, in conjunction with our partner Cloud9 Technologies, we're really the only solution that offers an integrated platform that allows you to go on-premises, or I would say current technology today, but also incorporate cloud technology at your option as you see fit in a seamless way because of our integration and our partnership with Cloud9 Technologies. So again, think about a large bank. In this case, it has thousands of traders globally that wants the opportunity to have one set of traders using one platform, i.e. cloud, be able to talk to, let's say, an on-premises solution. IPC offers that unique opportunity for this customer. It's really one of a kind in today's marketplace.
So why is it that no one else is having this integration of different platforms if it's so valuable to customers?
Well, a part of the answer is that firms move at different speeds and different paces. Firms prioritize investments in other areas. The pace of change in voice communications tends to move at a slower pace in some other areas. But many of the aspects that enhance the platform that we serve at IPC, enhance our foundation, are emerging technologies, and they're new technologies. Again, words such as analytics and natural language processing, transcription of voice, cloud computing. So there's only a few of these players in the marketplace that are really, I would say, the market leaders so far in cloud, in cloud voice communications. IPC was fortunate to cultivate a relationship early on with one of these firms. In the past, it was a competitor of ours. Today, they're a true partner of ours. Because of that, I would say we have first mover advantage. So it doesn't mean that we'll be the lead for the next 10 years, but first mover advantage means just that.
How do you create a partnership with a company who could be a competitor? What advice do you have on that?
Well, it comes down to several factors. In our case, it was pretty simple. It comes down to the people involved, and the people need to trust each other. IPC really leverages and I would say accentuates third-party relationships and partnerships. Think about what IPC does for a living. We provide a foundational platform that provides voice communications. But we want it to be one that allows integration vis-a-vis APIs and other technologies that can come into our platform very easily. There's a lot of other firms in our communication space that are doing new and innovative things. We want them to look at IPC as being a true partner where 1 + 1 = 2. In the case of the cloud situation, it got down to the people trusting each other. It also got down to, maybe more importantly, the technologies are truly complementary. When you have complementary technologies, you're not stepping over each other to move the needle with customers. And third, we have a product that the market wants. So when we look at what we do, which is having 50 years of experience in virtually every aspect of voice communication and network, and then an emerging technology in cloud with a firm that's extremely well known in the industry, and bring them together, we're leading the market and we're providing thought leadership to our customers and the market for something that they want. So AI or artificial intelligence and trading is a really important part of the experience and one that's growing each day. No different than the rest of financial technology and the industry as a whole. Most voice communication platforms, especially IPC, consist of huge amount of data that we retain on behalf of the clients. And clients are looking at how they can best exploit and value the data that we have. AI is one mechanism and a really important mechanism how to improve both the trading experience, look at things like sector analysis, geographic dispersion, how to increase profitability in trading across the trading desk.
They do a ton of predictive analytics.
And it's exactly right, Robert. It's also really important to the compliance divisions of banks and brokers. Mm-hmm. As we know from the industry, compliance is an extremely important part of every bank and broker, as it should be. And having access to the data and being able to pinpoint where there's red flags or yellow flags within that data is something that compliance officers really look for.
Okay. We are about to take a break. And what is your website before we take a break if there are any companies listening in and want to find out more about you?
Well, fortunately, it's easily rememberable. It's www.ipc.com. So the name of our company is IPC Systems, and the website's ipc.com.
And see, you start in 1973, you definitely have first mover advantage in this field. When we come back, we're going to talk about a unique customer model. Back in a few.
Are Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Santella, the CEO of IPC. And when we talk about your customer model, you have sort of these four pillars that you use that is your unique model. Talk about what those are and how they work.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. And we do have four core pillars. We call it a core four at IPC. It's similar to other organizations that really look to move the culture in a certain direction and emphasize certain priorities. We emphasize the customer. We're a customer business. The customers pay our bills. And every single person at IPC is really a frontline customer person as far as we view it. So we've instituted a framework we call the Core Four that really has become part of our DNA at IPC. And it includes factors and traits such as be all that you can be. Aim higher. Don't just accept mediocrity. Be more efficient. Don't just work harder, but work smarter. And last and most importantly, embrace the customer and embrace the change they create. By that we mean we live in a dynamic...
The change they create.
We're in a dynamic industry, not a static industry. And if you think about it, our customers and the industry as a whole changes every day, every week and every month and every year. It's a constant state of change. Sometimes the changes are hard to detect. Sometimes they're monumental. We need to keep our finger on the pulse of the changes that our customers are going through, vis-a-vis then how it manifests itself as far as expectations from the customers. And we're shooting to exceed customer expectations. Not just meet them, we want to exceed customer expectations. Recognizing sometimes expectations are high, but again, customers expect us to exceed their expectations. If not, they'll go somewhere else.
And it's a really innovative world right now. What are the key innovations you see coming down the pike?
Yeah, so you look at the industry that IPC is involved in. Again, it's part of the whole capital markets industry and the financial industry spectrum. A lot of the changes we're seeing in the emerging technology space in our industry is similar to other parts of the financial industry. Some cases are unique. So, for example, we talked about AI, artificial intelligence. That's a really, really heavily emphasized part of the industry today. And virtually every bank and broker and every buy-side firm is out there in one way or another testing or deploying AI in the trading space, including the voice trading space. To look at the data that we provide through voice and archives voice and other areas of voice, so how can they best use that data to enhance their firm's value? It's a very competitive industry trading today. A lot of pressure on cost, a lot of pressure on profitability. So the edges are slight, but they're real when you can realize those. Natural language processing, dictation of voice, and other areas that get to transcribing voice. So taking voice and transcribing it into text or some other type of communication allows for actually quicker surveillance and quicker use of the voice.
So what's your plan for 2020? And how do you're in a leadership position. How do you plan to maintain that position?
So IPC has been going through a big transformation, Robert, over the last couple of years. We've gone from, older, established technology platforms, moving very aggressively into cloud technology, transforming our business model from a capital-intensive license model to a SaaS model,
mm-hmm.
and moving the organization forward, becoming much more of a platform company today, versus, I would say, a closed architecture company. And by that, we mean we're more than ever we're leveraging third-party partnerships and external relationships to incorporate new technologies into our platform and also other services, whether it be data center services, on-site support services, and other things that complement our experience. We now have formal partnerships in place that have actually elevated our experience with our customers to new heights that we didn't have a year ago.
Yeah, and you're finding partnerships seem to be a core key, especially in a world of innovation.
Exactly. We don't operate in a siloed world. Our customers actually, they want one solution. They want fewer vendors. They want a holistic experience. So part of our challenge with the opportunity of working with partners is if customers just that, an integrated, hassle-free, less vendor approach to how they manage their trading and voice communication experience.
So how about, you know, we have 600,000 listeners, and a bunch of them are not involved in any capacity in the financial markets or in trading. What advice would you have to them, maybe from your core four, about how they could deal with clients better?
I would say top of the list, Robert, is that customers expect responsiveness. So in a customer business, first and foremost, you need to be responsive to the customer. That means picking up the phone when they call, responding to problems when there's a problem, operating with honesty and integrity. Clients like the truth. They like to be told what's going on. They don't like spin. They like substance. Okay. Second thing I would say is that aspire to something higher means just that. You should always shoot high, even if it's aspirational, because if you shoot for mediocrity, that's what you'll get, mediocrity. If you shoot for something high, that's how you improve the experience. And last but not least, you need to operate as a team. One thing I'm proud about IPC, we have a culture of teamwork. We put the team ahead of the I, and as corny or hokey as it might sound, it resonates with customers. We're there as a team to service customers. There's not room for finger-pointing. There's not room for passing of blame. But the customer comes first, and that's the focus of the organization.
So how do you get everyone when you're some like 35 different locations globally, almost 1,200 people? How do you get them to all operate as a team to deliver what the customer wants?
Well, that's our challenge within the company. We are a global company in virtually every region of the world. But we find there's much more similarities with customer expectation and differences around the globe. No matter what part of the globe the customer is located in, they want good service. They want stable products. They want access to senior leaders when they need it. And they want frontline customer support that pick up the phone, that return emails, and provide answers to questions. That's what we want. Our team actually embraces success. When a team in any organization sees success, that motivates the team and inspires the team. So one of my challenges as leading IPC, along with my management team, is to make the firm more successful, make the firm grow at a quicker rate, increase profitability so we can invest back into business, and get our people excited about things like innovation and new technologies.
When you talk about that type of leadership philosophy you have, it's interesting because you're a company who already was in a leadership position when you came over as CEO. What is core to your leadership philosophy, and what are the core elements on your dashboard?
Yeah, as you know, Robert, it's sometimes easier to get to the top of the mountain than stay at the top of the mountain. And IPC recognizes that we need to work hard every day to maintain our position and hopefully expand our position. So one of the core elements of my management philosophy is empower people. Hire good people. Hire talented people. Offer things like training and mentorship. And then let them do their jobs. Empower them. Secondly, we expect our employees from every level to operate with a high degree of integrity. Once you lose integrity, you can't get it back.
On that note, Bob, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Robert, thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.